Baba Basra, Daf Peivov Amud Beis, page 86, side B. So the Gemara asks from our Mishnah, and those who hold that those things that are customary to be raised, they cannot be acquired through Mashiach, Toshma, come and listen that we learned in our Mishnah. On Peidalet Amud Beis, HaMoicher Peiris Lachaveda, one who sells fruit to his friend, and Moshach, if the buyer makes Mashiach, he pulled the fruit. V'loy modad, but he didn't measure kone, he was kone. So the problem is, v'peiris d'bnei agba ninu. But fruit are something that one can raise because they are light, and the usual way is to raise them. V'kotone, the kone b'mashiach, and we read that it can be kone with Mashiach. So the Gemara answers, we're talking about a large quantity of fruit which are tied together, so because they are so heavy, it is not the usual way to raise them and pick them up, and that's why they can be acquired through Mashiach. So the Gemara continues to ask on this answer, if so, that we're talking about a quantity, a large quantity of fruit that you don't usually raise. Ema seifa. So let's look in the seifa. The seifa, it says in the Mishnah, lekeach pishtan mechaveroi, one who purchases flax from his friend, lekono achi taltaleno. So the purchaser does not acquire the flax until he will move it, meaning that he will raise it, and he will pass it mimokim ze lemokim achar, from this place to another place. So since the Mishnah mentions here the kinyan of hagbah yitaltalenu, so that proves to us that it's talking about small bundles that you normally raise. So if the ratio of this Mishnah, the first part of the section of the Mishnah, is talking about a large quantity of fruit, so why did the Sefer switch in the Mishnah that the flax was in small bundles? Otul pishton bishlifei rabrevei miloi avdi, is it then not the usual way to make bundles of large bundles of flax? So why did we have to transfer all of a sudden from the ration to the seifa from a large quantities of fruit to small bundles of flax? The Gemara answers, Shani Pishton. Actually, Pishton is actually different. We don't make large bundles of flax. Why? Dimishtamid, because it's slippery. And therefore you make just small bundles, and therefore with regards to it, the Mishnah mentions the acquisition of raising it. The Gemara continues to ask from the opinion of Damerayim, that said that something which you usually raise cannot be kaina, you cannot acquire it through Mashiach by pulling it. Omalei Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, Toshma, come and listen. We learned in the Mishnah Kiddushin, Taf Chofeyam at base. The behemagas, a thick animal. Like, for example, the ox and the cow, Niknes b'Mesira, they can be purchased through Mesira. So when the seller passes to the buyer the animal through the string that's on her neck or her hair, he's kind of behadako, and the thin animal, like for example the sheep, the ram, they can be purchased behagboa by raising. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon Lozor. The Chachamim say behemadako, a thin animal can be acquired by Mashiach by pulling it. So the question is, so l'cheire, from the words of the Chachamim, v'behema daka de barak boi, this thin behema, which is something that can be raised, v'katone, and it's written in the Mishnah, the kone b'mashiach, that you acquire it by pulling it. So we see that even if something is an item which is usually raised, can still be nikna through Mashiach. Answer the Gemara. What answers? Shani behema de sorcha. That the thin animal is different because sorcha, because it drags and it holds on to the ground, and it's difficult to raise her, and that's why you can be kind of with Mashiach. The Gemara brings a memra, a statement of Rav Shmuel. And the Gemara is going to ask from the Brais of our Midas. Rabbi Shmuel to Amrit Rabayu. Rabbi Shmuel both say that if a seller says to a buyer, Koyer b'shloishim ani moichelach, Koyer is 30 soft of grain, for 30 sloim I sell to you. So even after the seller began to measure to the buyer the grain inside the vessel of the buyer and inside the yard of the buyer, which is a place that is fit for the kinyan, so still yachol lachzer boy. So the seller still has a right to retract from the sale. Afilu bisoh achroinu, even if it's only left over the last saw of the 30 saw that he didn't measure. Why? Because from the words of the seller, it's understood that he needs the entire 30 sloim. And his intent was to sell a kur exactly, meaning the entire thing, not less and not more. And therefore, the entire sale of the kur is considered to be one sale. And until he did not measure the final saw, the purchaser hasn't bought anything. However, if the seller says koyer b'shloishim saw b'sela, that the entire koyer goes for 30 sloim, but each saw is for a sela, ani moicher locha, I'm selling to you, rishon rishon kona, then first he acquires every saw and saw that the lekeach makes a kinyan is acquired to him. Since from the words of the seller we can tell that he doesn't care specifically to sell only a kur, the 30 saw together, and therefore each saw and saw is considered a separate sale. So the Gemara asks on the words of Rabbi Shmuel from the Braisa, Toshma, come and listen. We learned in the Braisa that was quoted before on Pehei Amad Aleph with regards to the four measures of sellers. In the second din it says im hoiso mido shel echad mehem, if the measure belonged to one of them, either the seller or the buyer, rishon rishon kona, so any amount that goes into the vessel, into the measuring vessel, is bought to the owner of the keli. So that if the keli belongs to the buyer, then he is acquiring the entire amount that went to the keli. The alpha gav the loin is smala amida, and even though that the measure wasn't filled, because from the fact that the braisa doesn't elaborate, it seems that this din applies even if he told him that he's going to sell him the entire kur of fruit together. But nevertheless, even if the measure wasn't filled and we don't know how much it is, the buyer was kind of, he acquired it. So this means that, of course, in the case of Rav and Shmuel, in where he already measured him 29 measures, that the buyer was kind of every measure after it was measured, even prior to him completing the entire measurement of the 30. So this contradicts the words of Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara answers that the Braisa is talking about going to Amarle, that the seller says to the buyer, Hin b'shnei moser sloim, that a hin which is 12 lug, I'm selling you for 12 sloim. And he also added, and he said that loig b'selani mechelach, I'm also selling you each loig for a seller. This is similar to the words of Rabbi Shmuel, that if he says to him a coin for 30 and a saw for a seller, then they also say the shirishin kona, that he's coin everything that he gives him. So also the Braisa said in such a way that Rishon Rishon Kona, that he acquires each one, because he specifically said that he'll sell him each log for a seller. And even though the Rav Shmuel said that he's kind of every saw and saw in a situation that he measured him each saw by itself, and here we're talking about that he measures him the entire thing in one keli, and there was no separate measuring for each look, but nevertheless, the buyer is kind of every look that was already measured. Ukedama Rav Kana. This is what Rav Kana said with regards to the measuring vessel that was in the Beis HaMikdash, that was measuring the amounts of oil that was used for the Nisachim, for the libations, for the pouring. Shnosos hayu bahin. There were shnosis in the hin, in the wall of the measuring keli of the hin, there were shnosis, there were protrusions that stuck out. And each spot was a sign where it stuck out, it was a sign for a measure of a look, so that they can measure for each carbon the amount of oil that's needed for that particular nisachim, for that particular libation. So Achanami, also in the explanation of the Braisa, we need to say that shnosis hoyu bamidis, that there were these kind of protrusions, these signs were in the measures. So in those that were sell, they had a sign, where's a look? And each look that goes in is considered like a measure, complete measure by itself. Because you can tell it by these shnosis, by these signs on the measuring keli. And therefore it is immediately acquired to the buyer. And like Rav Shmuel says, that if he said to him, a kur for 30 or sobisela, he buys as they come in, first they come in. So here by also he buys each one of the oil, each log of the oil. So the Gemara asks now, Rav Shmuel from another braisa, Toshma. Learn that a braisa, soicher as a poil, one who hires a worker during the days of Nisan, lasis imay lagoyden, that he should work for him for the season of the kotzer, when they cut down, and he set his price hayoyim b'dinar. Every day that he works for him, he gets a dinar. And the owner gave him a head in the days of Nisan, 30 dinarim, for 30 days of work in the time of the goyden, when he will need his work.